It's time now for the KUMD Bear Grease Report.
This report is brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north in the Gunflint Trail, Racy's Tasty Dog Treats of Bayfield, and Energy Plus of Duluth.
Well, it is the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon in full swing here on this Monday morning. And Maya Jensen here with you, letting you know all divisions of the marathon and races. Left Two Harbors yesterday, midday yesterday, and started on the longest and all of the shorter races in between, 373-mile trek up to Grand Portage and all the way back to Duluth here. The full marathon racers are moving fast on the trail, and we have some race results to share. But right now, I also have Jason Rice joining us on the line. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Maya. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So tell us where you are and what you know about the full marathon.
Well, I just arrived at the Skyport Lodge here on Devil Track Lake and the Raven Rock Grill. I spent the morning at a place where I was not able to call into you this morning. I was at your lovely sponsor and one of my favorite places on earth, Trail Center Lodge,
right, with
Sarah and the crew. So the marathoners right now are all, I think just about all, if not all of them, are on their way to Grand Portage. I take that back. There are two that are still resting at Trail Center when I left there. But most of the crew is on their way already toward Grand Portage. Ryan Reddington setting an early pace, about 2.5 hours ahead of those who are chasing him. People like Nathan Schroeder and Matthew Schmidt, Ryan Anderson and Keith Eiley, of course, as well. So they're headed up there. We anticipate Ryan Reddington should be arriving within the next hour at Grand Portage.
Well, that is fast. Yes, we saw Blair, who it's her first marathon, still at Trail Center Checkpoint, and then Matt just coming in as well. We've also had some great results coming in at Trail Center, the mid-distance race wrapping up early this morning, although it looks like there's still, I think almost all of the racers have come in from that. Is that true?
Maybe I believe so. I think that there's one left to come in.
Yes.
And I have not been next to my radio, so I'm not certain that person could have even finished. But indeed, Martha Schoweiler has won it for an absolutely amazing fourth straight year. 62-year-old grandmother of five makes it four in a row. No one has ever come close to that.
And what a pace was set out there with Frank Mo just right on her heels. They must have been jockeying on that whole race.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a crazy amount of work that has gone into it for the competitors like Martha, and you know, for the race too. Just getting everybody out there in the middle of the night. It was a cold night,
mm-hmm.
and it really was a challenge. But yet, everybody somehow is excited by it, even though it's definitely a challenge.
And quite a cold one night, and it looked like in that mid-distance, you guys started out with 33 teams, leaving out of Two Harbors, about seven teams scratched somewhere in that, in between Finland and the Caribou checkpoints. Do you have any information about how that race went last night and what were the challenges?
Sure. So in some of those cases, and it's different with every team, but I think in a number of the ones that you saw that scratched last night, by the way, I should report first and foremost, everybody is fine. Dogs are fine. The mushers are fine. They had just gotten too tired out. So it was just a case of there's some really, really steep hills. Imagine having a team of dogs pull you up and down Spirit Mountain in Duluth about 35 times. Well, that's what they were facing last night in the heart of the hilliest portion of the Sawtooth Mountain Range on the North Shore. Those hills, sometimes it isn't necessarily even just the physical toughness of it. It's the mental toughness. Those dogs look ahead and they see, oh, my goodness, I see trails hills as far as we can see into the distance. And they start to feel mentally a little bit challenged by it. So, and they decided in several of those cases, the dogs decided we're not feeling like it. So they laid down.
Well, what a great race for the mid-distance. So many racers finishing the race, and almost I think at least 8 or 10 of them coming in before 8 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
Really?
And a tight one at the top there. Just a few minutes after Martha, about 20 minutes later, you had a real tight battle between Frank Moe of Hovland and Mike Bastian of St. Cloud.
So, and then Frank ended up taking second and Bastian coming in third. Any results on that? The junior finishes? That's something I wasn't really, I couldn't find so well.
Sure. So the juniors are mixed in, and the tough part there is they're mixed right in with the mid-distance.
Yep.
They were running the exact same course, so their tracking and so forth is all blended with the mid. And this year we had two of them that unfortunately their dogs just got tired, and so they scratched at the, I guess this would have been in between Sawbill and Caribou on the trail. Then we did have the last of the two remaining juniors. We had four juniors. Our second one and final one came across the finish line probably in the past 10 minutes here. So the winner of the title this year is from the Ely area, Jasper Johnston. And he had a really nice run. He was actually, I believe, the second or third person into that final checkpoint last night. So he was running quickly, but he needed to catch up on rest.
Well, fantastic. Kudos for the young mushers. Well, let's look ahead to the full marathon as this is, you know, kind of like it feels like the final stretch, but really they're not quite halfway.
We say it, typically with this race, the race doesn't start until you hit the shore. So what that means, I guess, in some cases we're talking about the Gunflint when we used to turn around in the middle of the Gunflint Trail, the race really begins, I guess, at the halfway point. Today, the way our race course is laid out, Grand Portage Lodge and Casino on the Grand Portage Reservation is that halfway checkpoint, and it is a mandatory rest point of 8 hours. The mushers have to take at least 8 hours of rest there. It's a good thing for them and their handling crews and our volunteers. Everybody gets a chance to get a little bit caught up anyway on some sleep. Probably not totally caught up, but you'll feel a little better and make better decisions.
Well, we have published the Bear Grease Primer number 4, Strategizing for a Bear Grease Win, thanks to you. And that is, you know, there is a lot of strategy that goes into, you know, Redding, who's way up ahead and, you know, has that strategy.
He does, and it's very interesting that he's decided to go that way 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as him trying to bait the others into chasing him, I don't think that that's likely to happen this year. I think that the other mushers will probably roll the dice in a sense and assume that Ryan, number one, he's going to have to catch up on sleep. And they know that his dogs will need to get caught up to where everybody else is in total accumulated rest. So that's something to watch. But I don't think anybody is going to change their game plan and speed up. Certainly people like Nathan Schroeder, 4-time champion, he said flat out he's just following his exact game plan. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't. But he's not going to alter it to go try and catch Ryan on the trail.
Right. And two women out on the full marathon this year, Colleen and Blair.
Yeah. And Blair's had just this happy-go-lucky attitude for such a sleep-deprived lady. She's just been just cheery and having a great time. So Colleen is always all smiles, except when you wake her up in the morning to get back on that dog sled and it's 20 below. She's a little crabby then, but you just got to ease her into it and give her her coffee. So everybody's keeping a pretty good attitude, though, so far. We're not at the complete peak of sleep deprivation yet. Things will get a little bit more zombie-looking tomorrow.
Right. All right. Well, we look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. And how does it feel right now? Is the wind blowing? Is that cold temperature feeling extra cold? Or how is the sun shining? You never can tell from the weather reports.
Sure. So the sun is kind of muted right now. It was bright a few minutes ago. There are some thin clouds that from time to time just slightly veil the sun. It's not a bright, intense sun, which I guess that's good for any of the dog teams that are running here in the middle of the day. And I'm sure a lot of them would like to get in and rest the dogs during the sunniest time of the day. Temperature-wise, we're still holding steady at 8 below, according to my trusty dashboard thermometer, which tends to usually run a degree or two warm. And there are just intermittent breezes. Right now, the wind has scaled back, so it's just breezes here and there. I'm looking at the pine trees. There really isn't much substantial movement.
All right. Well, good luck to the racers, and we'll check in. Thank you so much for the report and the primer we'll have at KUMD.org.
All right. Thanks for following along.
Absolutely. And Jason Rice here reporting from way up on the Gunflint Trail as the full marathon racers heading into Grand Portage. Almost everyone has turned around and heading in. It is a Ryan Reddington at the lead right now. Nathan Schroeder up next on the trail. Blake Fricking, Colleen Whalen, Ryan Anderson, Dennis Tremblay, Matt Schmidt, Keith Ally, Blair Braverman, and Kevin Mathis. Just information and a story from this morning. Mid-distance winner Martha Schrauweiler with her fourth win in the mid-distance race, arriving before 7 a.m. this morning, all the way up on the Gunflint Trail Trail Center.
This KUMD Bear Grease report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.